brought to you by Penguin.
Exercised by Daniel E. Lieberman. Read for you by Sean Renett. To Eleanor. 3 useful definitions. Physical activity, noun, any bodily movement produced by skeletal muscles that expends energy. Exercise, noun, voluntary physical activity that is planned, structured, repetitive, and undertaken to sustain or improve health and fitness. Exercised, adjective, to be vexed, anxious, worried, harassed. Prologue. In June 2017, as I was beginning this book, I flew to Kenya, bought a treadmill, and transported it in a land cruiser to a remote place called Pemja, a community more than 7,000 feet above sea level in the western part of the country. Pemja lies at the edge of a verdant region of rolling hills and valleys dotted with giant granite outcrops. Scattered everywhere are small fields and simple homesteads, typically one-room houses, made from mud and dung and roofed with thatch or tin. Pemja is beautiful, but poor, even by Kenyan standards, and far off the beaten path. To drive there from Eldoret, the nearest city, which is just 50 miles away, takes nearly a day on roads that become increasingly treacherous the closer one gets to Pemja. On a good day, the journey requires navigating precipitous, twisting dirt lanes traversed by gullies littered with boulders and other obstacles. When it rains, the route becomes a steep, sticky river of volcanic mud. Despite the horrendous roads, I have made this trip with my students and Kenyan colleagues nearly every year for the last decade to study how human bodies here are changing as the world rapidly modernizes. The people of Pemja are subsistence farmers who live much as their ancestors did for generations, with barely any access to paved roads, electricity, and running water. Most Pemjans lack sufficient means to buy shoes, mattresses, medicine, chairs, and other things I take for granted, and I find it deeply moving to observe how hard they work without assistance from machines to survive and improve their lives, especially the children's. By comparing them with people from the same Kalenjin ethnic group who live in the nearby city of Eldoret, we can study how our bodies change when we sit for much of the day in office jobs and no longer sustain ourselves with daily physical labor, go barefoot, and sit or squat on the ground. Hence the treadmill. Our plan was to use it to study how efficiently women in this region walk while carrying heavy loads of water, food, and firewood on their heads. But the treadmill was an illuminating mistake. After we invited the women to stand on the machine and the belt started to move, they walked self-consciously, hesitantly, awkwardly. You, too, probably walked strangely the first time you got on one of these bizarre, noisy contraptions that force you to work to get nowhere. Although the women's treadmill walking skills improved slightly with practice, we realized that to measure how they normally walked with and without loads, we had to abandon the treadmill and ask them to walk on solid ground. As I grumbled about how much money, time, and effort we had wasted getting a treadmill to Pemja, it struck me how these machines encapsulate the main theme of this book. We never evolved to exercise. What do I mean by that? Well, exercise today is most commonly defined as voluntary physical activity undertaken for the sake of health and fitness. But as such, it is a recent phenomenon. Our not-too-distant ancestors, who were hunter-gatherers and farmers, had to be physically active for hours each day to get enough food, and while they sometimes played or danced for fun or social reasons, no one ever ran or walked several miles just for health. Even the salubrious meaning of the word exercise is recent. Adapted from the Latin verb exercio, to work, train, or practice, the English word exercise was first used in the Middle Ages to connote arduous labor, like plowing a field. While the word has long been used to denote practicing or training to improve skills or health.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?